A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Daf Yud Tes, Psachim 19a, pagination page 37. We're starting from approximately the 10th line down in the beginning of a line. Hakali Mitzareif. The Gemara here is telling us that there are cases where a vessel joins everything that's in the vessel to be considered as one unit. And the case of the Gemara is that a person with Tumah touched one item in the vessel, in the basket, in the container. And even though the other items in the basket are independent, you have a container full of raisins, for example. Touching one raisin doesn't mean you touched all the other raisins. Even larger fruit, you touch one doesn't mean you touched the others. But in cases of Kodesh, it's all considered one unit and everything would become Tameh. This is based on a Mishnah in Chagiga, which differentiates and tells us that by Truma, it would not have the same halacha. It's only by Kodshim that the Kli is Mitzarif. Let's see the text here. And the Mitzashem will branch off to another case, which is far more practical for us in our time. Hakli Mitzarif is Masha Besocho. The vessel joins everything that's in it. Likodesh, if you're dealing with Kodshim. Avalo l'truma, but not for truma. And similarly, we find that Kodesh is more strict than truma in that v'harevi'i b'kodesh, a fourth level tuma by Kodesh is posel. V'ashlishi b'truma, but by truma it only goes three levels from the origin of the tuma. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, amar Rav Yechanan, me'idusa shel Rav Akiva nishnis mishnah zu. This concept is learned from Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan, as we learned. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on, Hasolos vaktoros vahalavona vahagecholim, shimnoga tfuyom bemiktsasan. These items, even though not all of them are food items, some of them are spices, but if a tfuyom, a person who went to mikvah and is waiting for the night, he's a lesser level of Tumah than some of the others that we discussed. If he touched the Miktsasan, if he touched some that are in the basket, Pasal es kulan, he assered everything that's in the basket, and we see from this that there is Tziruf Kli, the vessel joins everything together, and the Gemara is assuming this is Midrabanan. Revi in, Chamishi lo, Kodshim only go to a fourth level, not to a fifth. Shlishi in, Revi lo, Teruma only goes to a third level, not to a fourth. Alma kosava tziruf derabanan, and this is following the shita of tziruf only midrabanan rabbinically. Upliga derabbi chanin, and Rabbi Chanin argues, to omar tziruf deoraisa, he says you could learn it from a pasuk, and it would be biblical. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, kaf achas asara zav malei ktoras, when we are told of the donations of the Nesiim at the inauguration of the Mishkan, we're told kaf achas, one bowl. So even though kaf by definition is one, and you don't need the word achas to define the word kaf, nevertheless, it says, achas, the wording of the Torah Tumima over here, is that the word achas adds on that it's me'acheid, that it unites everything that is within it. Hakosav also komasha bekaf achas, that the Torah made everything that's in the bowl to be considered one, and that's why by kodshim, if you touch one item in the basket, it would affect everything. Now, there is a discussion in the Mefarshim whether it's required that the items be touching or is it sufficient that they're simply in the same basket? And this makes a very big difference, as we'll see in a moment. But just for starters, if you have a long basket, it has walls, it's definitely a basket, the two fruit contained therein, or in the case of kachim, because that would be the case of tziruf, kli, they're not touching, so then we would say, halacha lemaisa, that it's not considered tziruf. It would have to be touching, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Hilchos Matzah. What does this have to do with matzah? So, a similar concept to tziruf kli by kodshim exists regarding the mitzvah of challah. Mitzvah of challah is that when you knead a dough of a certain size, you take off a piece for the sake of teruma. It goes to the kohanim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that assessment of whether the dough has the requisite shear or not is affected by the concept of tziruf kli. It does not seem to be the same source in terms of the pasuk. The Rif brings a different pasuk, but whatever the source is, there is tziruf kli. It joins everything that's in that basket, provided that it's touching. Which brings us to the topic of baking matzah, because typically we try to bake matzah because it's so delicate, we don't want to make too much at once, and we certainly don't want to stop in the middle of the process to take off challah. So it is common to purposely knead less than the sheer challah, and then once the matzah is baked, to take the matzahs, put them in a basket, and take challah from the already baked matzahs. I know it gets confusing calling it challah, calling it matzah. Challah is typically chametz, but the word challah simply means the portion that is being taken off to fulfill this mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you have to have the matzahs touching each other within the keli, and in that way they are joined and are considered to have the right amount in order to do the mitzvah, and then you take the piece off for the purpose of this mitzvah of challah. Now, this shaila of tziruf kli comes up in other applications as well in a most fascinating way. There's an interesting shaila in the Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, who asks if a woman bakes challah less than the shear. She makes a small, let's say a bread maker type of baking. And she makes a loaf, two loaves, she puts it in the freezer, whatever's left over. And this keeps happening until eventually her freezer is packed with bread from which challah was never taken, because it never hit the requisite amount. Typically when we bake challah and we want to make sure we're hitting the requisite amount, we use a 5-pound bag of flour, and we know it's for sure going to require taking challah with a bracha. But let's say this woman doesn't, and she just keeps putting the leftovers in the freezer. So Dayan Weiss wants to know if eventually the amount of non-tithed challah sitting in the freezer is going to be joined. And just like the case of matzah, after it's been baked, eventually there's the right amount, and you're going to have to take challah from it. And one of the reasons that he says it would not be a problem is because the women typically bag all of the challah, cookies, everything like that gets bagged, and therefore they never actually touch each other. So even though they're in the same keli, but they never join because they're not touching. Another interesting shaila just to mention is if a person's running a simcha in the house and people send cookies over. So an interesting shaila that's raised in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Tafnun Zayin footnote 12 is, would all of this untithed foodstuff, cookies, eventually be joined for a shir challah, and you would have to take challah from it? Typically when people do cookies, there's so many other ingredients that you don't have enough flour to obligate in the mitzvah of challah. But if you had so many cookies, then eventually, at some point, perhaps it would be obligated in the mitzvah of challah. How to solve that is for homework. Take care. Have a wonderful day.